It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Rastrelli's. We get ready for the final program of 2025, and then we'll be back here January 7th with some of the former preps now in college. I'm going to start with J.D. Luters. J.D., last time we visited, you had no wrestling. We've got some wrestling to talk about. Congratulations, your 100th dual win at Clinton High School.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was a pretty special night, you know, and the kids wrestled really well against Amparo West, and we hadn't said much. I hadn't said a whole lot to a lot of people, and it kind of slipped out that that was number 100, and it was pretty cool. It was a pretty cool day.
So how many of those came in your first tenure at Clinton High School?
Yeah, so my first 7 years, I had 88 wins. So the last three, it's been a little bit more of a fight to get those wins, but we're gonna get more. You know, every year our kids are getting better, and, you know, I can even remember back in the day when my dad hit 100, it was pretty cool, and then Al being the second coach at Clinton High with over 100 wins is pretty cool.
How many did you have out at Northeast?
I had 80 wins out there.
Okay.
So I'm closing in on 200.
Yeah.
So, it's been a pretty cool experience
that
all the way
good.
Around.
And then Davenport Assumption, that was another duel, and they're strong.
Yeah, they were strong. You know, we came out in certain weight classes. You know, I sat down with the kids the day after we wrestled, and then we had probably four or five that could have went either way. And I really mean that. You know, like we had, so when Eggers was ahead 7-0 first period, pinning their kid, and then time ran out, and he ended up getting pinned. So we went back to the whiteboard and said, look at this. If we just had those five matches go our way, we win the duel meet 37-35. So, you know, it wasn't like I was super disappointed. The kids had really good efforts. It's just that we just keep teaching them how to win and how not to give up.
You know, it's always surprising. I was watching my grandson wrestle, you know. You'd watch matches, and a young man would be dominating, and then all of a sudden he's on his back.
Yeah.
Make a mistake.
Yeah, we had the same thing. You know, Hayden Chandler was 1-1 with a state place winner in the third period, a minute left, and next thing you know, one mistake, and he's down 8-1. And on the scoreboard, it looks like he got dominated, but he was in the match the whole way. So, you know, we came back, and for me, it was just basically explaining to him, hey, we're right in there. The score didn't show that, but then we came back to that, to the Maquoketa tournament, and just wrestled really well. I mean, we had 12 place winners. Last year we had four. We were in the running for the title the whole day, and the kids were having fun and wrestling hard, and you could actually see the confidence grow on them as the day went on. So, you know, it's wrestling is a lot of that, right? And if you don't have a lot of experience, the confidence doesn't come right away, and so you hope they get a few wins, and when they get a few wins, it starts clicking, and then we're on our way.
You know, before the Maquoketa Invitational, you were over at Sterling and did well over there.
Yeah, I was really happy with our kids. You know, we're in a, you know, I've been trying to teach them the last couple of years about how to win tournaments and how to be competitive in a tournament setting, because everything's different, right? You know, a fifth place match, you get a pin, that's 2 points. In the finals, you get a pin, that's another 2 points. So every match counts. And so we were in that tournament Saturday in Sterling, and we were running for the title, and our kids couldn't believe it. We're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, just keep wrestling. And we had a few matches go, against us. And all of a sudden there was a spread, and then we got third, but super proud of them. You know, it's been a long time since we've been in the top three. So they're starting to buy into that.
And you had a couple of champions, didn't you?
Yeah. We had Hayden Chandler and Danny Peters. Harrington won it at Sterling. And then last weekend we had two with Brody and Danny. So, then we go to DeWitt, and it's a really super tough tournament, too. So we just keep pushing for those champs and those place winners.
So I heard you talking about it. You think you're a better invitational tournament than a duel. Why?
Yeah, so right now we're pretty young in a lot of weight classes. You know, like our 106-pounder, Mark Stoddard, super good kid, hadn't wrestled since, like, third grade, came out as a ninth grader, you know. And then we have a couple other kids similar to that. And when you do that, and especially in the MAC, you're going to be overmatched, you know, by sheer powers of these other teams, you know. So when you go to a tournament, you'll get into a bracket, maybe you'll lose first round, but you get a couple matches in the backside that you're very competitive with, and the kids will get a chance to wrestle. And we were doing that. We were competitive on the right side with the really tough kids on our team, and the backside our kids were beating kids they should beat. And so it just shows me we're more of a tournament team right now. We've got a lot of dual meets in the second half of the season. I would expect we win more than we lose this year. So that's going to be a step in the right direction.
You got a duel tomorrow. It's with North Scott, and gosh, I heard you talking about how strong they are.
Yeah, you know, North Scott is you know, year in and year out, they just have that, you know, 120 kids in youth wrestling and 68 kids on the high school team, and you know, 3-4 deep at every weight. So it's been one of those, like, we're trying to get the program back up there, and we're gonna. But you know, when I left, we were competing with all those schools, and we were doing really well and beating them. So just getting the kids back to believe in and getting up to that level. And like I said, don't just go out there and, you know, it's a fight. Go out there and don't go down without swinging, you know, and our kids are buying into that. So well, we're going to be in the spotlight tomorrow night, so it'll be fun for them.
Interesting, you know, with your sport. I mean, you've got your multi-sport athletes. You certainly were one yourself and a state champion when you wrestled at Clinton High School. But then you got the others. You were telling me it's 12 months out of the year.
It's unbelievable, Gary. This, you know, it's evolved so much now to where kids are not only practicing with their high school team, they're going to big game and 3 days a week down in the Davenport area. Then they're going out and wrestling with big game year-round at different tournaments. And so those kids have separated themselves from the three-month athletes. That was never like that back in my day. So now you're trying to compete for that middle-of-the-line, you know, pride position. And you got to tell the kids, you know, these kids have been wrestling year-round since, you know, second grade.
Yeah.
You know, so I just tell the kids, go out there, have some fun, wrestle hard, and we'll do the best we can.
Seems like they go from diapers to singing.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. And it's good for those people. I'm a big believer in multi-sports. I want the kids to have great experience.
Yeah.
And,
well, your boys were all multi-sport athletes.
They all were, and I push all the kids on my team. You know, when the season's over, hey, if you're a baseball player, get ready for baseball.
Sabre Invitational, what's the field going to be like out there in DeWitt Saturday?
You know, they got that tournament pretty darn tough. They got Centerville and you know, coming to it. They got Wilton, which is, what, second in state last year. We got a bunch of teams locally. And, you know, I think we can compete for that title, too. And I've told our kids, that's our goal. You know, that's always going to be the goal. Now we got things rolling. Hey, we're going to go out there for first place. But it's a tough tournament, and kudos to DeWitt. They built it up to where when I was coaching the first time, we won it a few times. We got out of it and went to a different venue. But we're going to stick with this one because this is a tougher tournament than it's ever been.
Did they use a couple of gyms, put a lot of mats out?
Yeah, they have three mats out in their main gym, and then they use their ox gym. They have a mat over there, and then they just run it full all day long, just wrestling, no breaks. And that's what I like, too, and it's local, so... and most of the kids there, with a few exceptions, we don't ever see again.
Yeah. What about the break? What are you going to do with the kids?
Yeah, so really cool. We got a trip going to UNI on Sunday. We got a charter bus. Danny Peters' mom donated a charter for us. We're going to go up and watch UNI wrestle North Carolina, which will be fun for the kids. And I'm looking forward to just seeing watching some college wrestling. And then, you know, we hardly have any days off. We're just going to work hard, and we're going to get better, and we're going to lift weights, and we're working our technique, and then give the second half our best go.
All right, very good. You're off to a good start, certainly, and we'll talk to you when we get in the new year. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
Give yourself the gift of savings with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.85% APY, or a 12-month CD and earn 3.90% APY. Stop into one of their 7 locations, Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Fulton, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield. Limited time offer rate subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalties apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. Make yourself at home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 5.473% APR. Savings federal insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. First Gateway Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. To Ristrelli's going to stay with Clinton High School, but now we're going to talk basketball. I got Marty Daniels, brought Cole Shannon along with him. Marty, I was staying at the York Gym. I didn't get a chance to go down to PV, but it sounds like the Spartans are pretty good.
Yeah, they're a solid team, well coached, and we didn't come out ready to go right away, and they did. And it's hard to come back on a team that's so disciplined, so put ourselves in a hole early and hard to dig out.
Understand they got some height.
Yeah, tall across the board. They even bring 6'7", 6'8", off the bench. So, and even their third tallest is 6'4", Devin Harper, you know, and he's probably the best athlete on the court. So, yeah, it's a tough draw.
Prior to that, Norris Scott, that was another ball game where it seemed like we'd get into the game and then it would be a separation again.
Yeah, a lot of it is the kids are starting to get the game plans down where we're starting to come out and execute the game plan, and then as the other team adjusts, then, you know, kind of my job to make the adjustment back. And I'm kind of trying to adjust on the fly a little bit sometimes, but I think I kind of got to come up with two game plans, I think, and start with one and show them something different in the second half, I think.
Coming up now, we've got Central DeWitt on Friday. It's going to be a big night, a girl-boy varsity doubleheader. Should be a big crowd, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be packed. The girls really had the yard rocking for the North Scott game, and they're drawing big crowds, and hopefully we start doing our part and keep that crowd there, because that crowd is – Clinton wants to – they're ready for it. They're ready for some good basketball, and hopefully we put that out this year.
We got the holiday break coming up. What are your plans for the break?
So a couple options. We're going to go up to CPU for – there's four teams heading up there, so we're going to go up to that. And then our preseason scrimmage got canceled, so I might be working something out with Brandon for something there, too, for Northeast.
How important is, once you've seen your team at the first part of the season, that little week and a half, two-week break that you get to make some changes?
So you kind of, yeah, you kind of get to see them, and you kind of get to see what works. And then it's going to give me a chance to mess with some different lineups, too. But, yeah, so I really like our 1-1-3 zone. I really like our man, and I kind of want to get smoother at transitioning back and forth and trying to keep people off balance. I think that's what I'll spend my break doing.
Head Coach Marshall here, of course, for Central DeWitt. You guys are talking about PB Muscatine certainly at the top. How do you see the conference?
It's tough across the – I mean, I think they said six of the top 15 teams are MAC teams. So in my past, so my first 3 years here, it's been like solid all the way through. Now there's kind of a upper half and lower half, and I guess we're kind of fighting for that spot right there. We're trying to get to the middle, I guess, right now.
Well, middle or upper middle, there you go.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's talk to Cole Shannon now. Cole, last year, of course, as a sophomore, you were up there on the varsity all year long. What was it like being a sophomore on the varsity level?
You know, I kind of had to be a leader of the team, so it gave me a lot of experience coming in this year, just having to be that leader. So just having a familiar face from the year before, being on the court all the time, it helps to have us ready for the next year.
I know you play a lot of basketball during the off season. Do some of your teammates join you in some of these, or are you off somewhere else?
Yeah, so one of my teammates, Blaine Robinson, he'll come out a lot. He plays AAU for Mid-Pro Academy, so he's big on basketball, and Marshall would come and work out with me a lot of days in the summer. So two guys that would come, and they'd come a lot, almost every day with me in the summer.
So do you play some AAU stuff?
Yeah, I play for Mid-Pro Academy out of Peoria. So we go all around the country, Atlanta, Milwaukee, Kansas City. I mean, pretty much anywhere you can think of.
So how's that come about? I mean, do you got to try out to get on the team like
yeah,
this?
Yeah, so after my freshman season, I went and tried out, and I made the team, and then I got moved up to the top team the next year, so I didn't have to try out after that. So, but most people would have to try out usually, yeah.
So out of Peoria, do you have to travel down there to practice, or what's that like?
Once a week, it's gotta drive down 2 hours and like 15 minutes around there, so it's tough. But
you know, you mentioned some of the places you would go to. What's that experience like for you?
It's nice. I mean, it's just cool seeing the big cities that I haven't been to before, and playing against guys that are more athletic than me, or just bigger, faster. The game's quicker, so it's just cool seeing all the good players around.
I would imagine there's some college coaches.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Well, during the summer, our team went 9-1 actually, and we were playing a team called VWBA, and Illinois was watching our game. So Illinois and probably 10 other Division I and 10 more Division II schools are watching our game, so you get pretty good exposure.
So you, of course, now just a junior, so you got a couple more seasons yet on the high school level, but I would imagine college definitely in your future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I'm planning on it. I just got to work hard every day. Probably, I try to wake up in the morning and go and get shots up every morning, after practice, if I have time, if it's not late, go and get some shots up. And
finally, what do you think is the strength to your game, and what are the things you need to work on?
I think I need to work on controlling the ball the whole game. Sometimes I get out of control, and it hurts our team, just because then we turn the ball over, then the other team gets going on a run, and then I think my strengths are I'm pretty good in the mid-range. I can pull up pretty well, and I mean, usually I can shoot the three pretty well. I think I can do most things pretty well.
What about defense? You haven't mentioned defense at all, Cole.
No. I've struggled a little bit with that this year, but hopefully we can get going on that right now.
Thanks so much for your time. Absolutely. We'll see you guys at Yord on Friday.
Absolutely.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Your success in college is more than your future. It's your family's mm-hmm. legacy. At Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, you won't just imagine what's next. You'll build it. And what you build can change everything. With dedicated faculty, low-cost tuition, and programs that fit your life, EICC is ready when you are. You don't have to prove it to the world, just yourself. Because your next isn't someday. Your next is now.
Outstanding selection and year-end savings come together at Circle Bar Home Appliances in downtown Clinton. They feature the name brand you know and trust, Amana, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, and Whirlpool. In addition, at Circle Bar, select from Steve Queen, Maytag, and LG. You will find the selection to go along with the savings. Best of the holidays from everyone at Circle Bar Home Appliances, 325 Fifth Avenue South, with service behind every sale. Visit CircleBars.com anytime.
Your business deserves more than just a bank. You deserve a partner. Citizens First Bank delivers total business solutions. Cash management, our express courier service, automated payroll, and lending options tailored to you. Banking as it should be. Personal and powerful. Start today at gocfb.bank. Your business doesn't stop, and neither do we. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to 238 Main Avenue, where Rastrelli's for the River City Sports Review. We're going to talk now with Brandon Hanson. Brandon, good to see you. You've got some games in since we last visited, and we were talking during the break. You had that stretch, Waller, Regina, and Cascade. You knew that was going to be a tough stretch.
Yeah, that was definitely going to be a tough stretch. You know, just matching up with them size-wise and, you know, body girth-wise was going to be a tough matchup for us. And, you know, we came out with, unfortunately, three losses, but you know, they were all close games, and I would say at least two of those we could have came out with the win, but we had some, you know, we were down with Cascade, 22 points at halftime, so we had to crawl back into that one. And then Regina, we just kind of had some bad turnovers, and, you know, the defense kind of failed us in the third quarter. So
what did your team learn from those ball games, and what did you learn about your team in those games?
You know, I learned that we are a little more physical than what I thought we would be. You know, going up against Regina and Waller, you know, we were banging with the bodies down low, and, you know, we were kind of holding our own, you know, but kind of ran out of steam. But, you know, perseverance in all three of them, you know, it's there. So the kids didn't have any quit, especially in that Cascade game. We got it within nine, starts fourth quarter, and we got it as close as 4 points there in the fourth quarter and had a chance to, you know, cut it down to 2 points.
We were talking, you know, before you had a chance to even play a ball game, about you had three players with some kind of experience. How are they doing for you?
They're doing really well. I mean, Jackson Christensen is doing really well. He's averaging about 25 points a game for us. So he's kind of just leading our floor general, really. And then Emerson Kreinbring, he's averaging around the 15 points. So he's cleaning up the boards and playing some really good defense. And Kobe's being a really good role player. He's kind of our defensive stopper right now. So he's kind of been focusing on that end of the court. So his, you know, his offensive numbers really aren't there yet, but, you know, he's really showing up on the defensive end.
And so what about those newcomers to the varsity level? How are they doing?
You know, they're learning.
Got their feet wet a little
bit.
Yeah,
they got their feet wet. I mean, all four of them that we've got kind of rotating in with the other three, you know, they've got their periods of time where they play some really good basketball, and then there's times where you're like, yeah, you know, this is their first varsity experience. So
big win against Prince of Peace, and Murph's gonna have some troubles this year, I think.
Yeah, you know, they're going to be down this year, and, you know, I think it'll be a good learning curve for some of those younger kids, you know, just kind of playing the game and kind of working their way up.
Of course, when you lose a 2,000-point score, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's definitely going to hurt the offensive side of the ball.
Seems like you had quite a good ball game against Bellevue.
Yeah, you know, Bellevue was 5-0 coming in, and, you know, we weren't quite sure or how our team would kind of handle their pressure defense. You know, they run that run and jump now that came from Hilmer from North Lynn, since he's kind of the superintendent up there. So I think they've kind of picked off some of his stuff. So, you know, they always play defense. It's kind of a just kind of a run and get you going, try to turn you over kind of a defense.
But, I mean, 83 and 81 points in your last two games, Coach.
Yeah. No, we're definitely scoring the ball in the hoop. And, you know, last night our defense really showed up in the second, third, and fourth quarters. I mean, the game started off giving up 23 points, but after that, I mean, we only gave up, I think, 9, 8, and 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, defense really stepped up those last three quarters.
Maquoketa, I mean, they're in your conference now. What's it like to have Maquoketa in the conference? It's been a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, you know, I think they're a good fit for the conference. You know, when they first came in, they had a really good team, and they would really get out and run on you and shoot the three ball, and nothing's really changed with them yet. You know, they're still out running and shooting the three, but, you know, so they don't have quite the athletes that they did before. So I think it's a good fit for us.
What about the break? What do you got planned for the break?
Cal Wheat reached out to us, so we'll probably do a little scrimmage with them. We usually had them on our schedule, but now we don't. So it's good, good pickup to, you know, scrimmage somebody else than, you know.
What does the state allow over the break?
The state, for the whole season, you get three scrimmages. So you could do two scrimmages over Christmas break. You do all three. You do one. So it's kind of just, that's what they allow.
Okay, very good. Appreciate it. We'll catch you when we get into the new year, Brandon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the three underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Home. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes. 242-2626.
Hey, Clinton. Winter is here. At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Welcome back to Rastrelli's on the River City Sports Review. A pleasure to catch up with Marty Marshall again. Marty, last time we talked to you, you hadn't played a ball game yet. So you've gotten some games in. What have you seen from your team?
Well, it's been a tough four games right off the get-go. We played CPU first game, which ended up beating us. The score doesn't reflect how close it actually was. You know, we started fouling at the end and, you know, tried to do some different things to try and get the ball back. So that game was actually closer, but CPU is probably the top 10 team in 3A this year. And then we turn around, we get North and PV, our first two MAC conference games. Had North on the ropes. We actually had a two-point lead. They had the ball. We're running our 2-3 zone and gave up a shot. We tipped out the rebound right to their shooter, and he drilled it. And then we had a chance to get a layup. And
yeah, that was a one-point ball game, wasn't it?
It was. So, you know, that was a back-and-forth game, and North, very athletic, kind of why we played 2-3 zone, just trying to keep in front of us. And then PV is just, they're probably the best team in the MAC, if, in between them and Muscatine. That coach just has them prepared. They're fundamentally sound. It's kind of what we do, but yeah. They just have a little better athletes to be able to do it across the board. I mean, we got some good athletes, but PV, you know, is pulling from how many kids, and you know, they're a really good team. And then, you know, we played Assumption last night and battled with them. They end up only scoring 5 points in the fourth quarter, so we tightened up our defense and end up beating by 20, or I think it was 19. But they're down a little bit, but they're still pretty good. We have one really good player that we tried taking away, and we executed. And, yeah, it's a tough battle in the MAC, and I keep telling my boys, last year we were 10-11 going into postseason. So just stay the course, and let's continue to get better and see where we're at the end of the year.
Yeah, state qualifier, no doubt about that. You know, you brought up something, and I want to concur with you. I mean, you have a disciplined program, as does Pleasant Valley, and I would imagine it starts primarily on the defensive end, right, Coach?
Yeah, so I think last year I said, call me old school. You don't always necessarily see it in our scores, but we really focus on the defensive end. My philosophy is if we can stop somebody, we can outscore them. And a lot of times your defense leads right to your offense. You know, last year when we played Assumption to go to state, you know, we tightened our defense up in that fourth quarter, and we got runouts. Kind of same thing happened last night. We tightened our defense up, and we got out and ran. It's easier when your defense can get a stop and you can get out and go, where if they make a shot, you got to take the ball out of bounds and then you got to go. So we really try and focus on that defensive end. Sometimes when you look at our scores, you're like, do they really? But yeah, I mean, that's our philosophy.
You know, so often defense does lead to offense.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's funny. Like Brady Meadows will even be like, Coach, our defense got us points there. I'm like, yep, that's how it works. And if we can get the rebound, we go.
Brady Meadows, how's he doing for you? I mean, he's a tough kid.
So he was struggling for a little bit against North and PV to score. I ended up talking to him on Monday, and I said, just let it come to you. He scored 27 last night. So I'm taking credit for that. No, it's really all him. But, yeah, he had a phenomenal game last night, scored 27. I think he was 7-for-10 from the three. Mm. And I'm like, no, oh, it went in. Great. No, keep shooting it. Yeah, he played unbelievable. He controls our offense, gets people in the right spots, and he's playing really well right now.
Who's playing well for you outside of Brady?
Hudson Kruko. Okay. He's averaging, I don't know, probably 15 to 16 right now. Kind of an inside-outside player, can kind of do both. Similar to Ryan Waters, can go inside-outside and gets a lot of rebounds for us. And then Cal Keeter down low is pretty well
big kid
and yeah. Taking care of the post for us.
You got quite the weekend. Friday, you're going to be at the Yore Gym, and then you get to take on Maquoket, another great rival of yours. What about this weekend?
Yeah, we're excited for this. You know, two really good teams, and we're preparing for Clinton right now. I've watched a little bit of Maquoket. They get out and push, just like they typically do. Rivalry game, once again, at Maquoket. And, you know, we'll just have to come and play really good defense. Like we talked about before.
Should be a great atmosphere. I know the girls are playing extremely well for Central DeWitt, and that to get things kicked off, and then the boys come on the floor.
For Friday?
Yeah, for Friday.
Yeah, our girls are playing really well, and Clinton girls are playing pretty well as well. So hopefully that's a really good battle and can help our girls get better as well. And then, yeah, our boys come out, and we'll see what happens.
Looking forward to seeing your team on Friday. Coach, thanks so much for the time.
No, thanks for having me.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121. Visit firstgateway.org or stop by one of their 7 convenient locations. Savings federal insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply.
The Clinton County Area's Solid Waste Agency offers responsible options in handling solid waste items. CCASWA not only offers landfill services, but also food container recycling, appliance, tire, and electronic waste recycling, yard waste composting, and also hosts a regional collection center for household hazardous waste for Clinton County residents. For more information on the variety of services that CCASWA offers, call 563-243-4749 or visit ccaswa.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's. We got Tom Dosopoulos on the program with us now. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate you. Always give me your scores. And looks like you guys have been doing pretty good in your duels and double duels, Coach.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. We have a solid group of individuals. We forfeit some weights, whether it's three or four, so spotting another team 18 to 24 points. And it's almost like a challenge to the guys on the team that we can still win this. We have to make up the points, and it almost motivates them.
So where are you losing those weights? Are the upper weights lower or middle?
Lower, 106, 113.
Okay.
165, and sometimes 157.
Do you have any competition in some of those other weights, or is it line up pretty well set?
Oh, no, there's competition.
Good.
It's a battle in the practice room, which is great.
You can't get one or two of those guys to move up a weight or down a weight? Would that be tough or not just able for them to do that?
Well, we sometimes do that to fill weights, but you can only bump up one weight above.
Yeah. So what about this team? What's your strength, do you believe? You got an individual or two is really pretty outstanding?
Have sophomore Cale Wright. He was a state qualifier last year. Freshman Elijah Modlin. 132-pounder Jaken Updike, another freshman that's doing really well. Noah Stout was a match away from state last year at 190. And, yeah, he's doing well, too.
You guys, of course, were in the Three Rivers. You're in a new conference now. How is that conference wrestling? I know they're a solid football conference.
Sure.
What about wrestling?
Sure. It really doesn't affect the wrestling schedule a whole lot. We, our duels and things like that are still wrestling the Three Rivers Conference.
Okay.
A lot of the NUIC teams, they don't even have a wrestling program. And the teams that did, we were already wrestling already. Okay.
I would imagine Lena Winslow's got a wrestling program.
Oh, yeah. We already wrestled them. They're solid.
Now, you've got a tournament coming up on Saturday, the Erie Invitation. Oh, you know, Erie Prophetstown always has had some good wrestlers in the past.
Yes. It's kind of the last competition before the second half of the season. I always call it the halfway point. So if you're talking about, like, peaking at the right time, hopefully we come ready to wrestle.
So what's the field look like, Coach?
What's that?
What does the field look like at Erie? What kind of teams? They bring in some bigger schools, or how's that work?
It'll be single-A schools. I know Lee Wynn will be there. Lee Wynn Stockton, they co-op.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Great.
And some other teams. I know Seneca has a pretty good team that they travel a good distance. And it's always a battle.
We were visiting with J.D. Luters to begin the program, and he was saying that he thought his team was a little bit better suited to an invitational as opposed to a dual meet. How would you describe your team?
It's a little too early to tell. I would go on a limb and say a tournament because we give up so many weight classes, and we are young. But it's too early to tell yet.
Who's helping you in the room? I know wrestling coaches always amaze me. You know, they get out on the mat with the kids.
Oh, yeah. I have a great supporting cast. Tony Wright, he was the head coach that I took over for. He stepped down to the junior high to follow his kids up. So he's my assistant. Jesse Kennedy, he was the head Fulton coach for a while. And has been in and out of the Morrison room. He's the junior high coach, him and his son. And then I have a couple others that are in the kids club. And it takes a village to throw it to the high school.
You always like to get coaches who can wrestle the lower, the mid, and then the upper height.
Oh, yeah. And just get out and wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking at your schedule. I see the 29th and 30th. You guys are going to be in Springfield. What's that all about?
That started probably about 15 years ago. It's just a big dual team tournament. And all 1A schools from the state of Illinois get together, and it's the cream of the crop. And if you don't come ready to wrestle, you're going to be hurting, where you get six duels the first day and then five the second.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And they're sore when they leave.
And I would imagine, I mean, you don't drive back and forth from Morrison to Springfield, so you get an opportunity to bond as a team.
Correct, yes. It's always good to have a couple overnighters to where the kids know how to make weight 2 days in a row, and they know, hey, we're staying at a hotel to compete and get a job done rather than to stay up all night and vacation.
Oh, there you go. Again, thank you so much for getting me your scores. I really do appreciate that.
Yeah,
and thanks
welcome.
So much for stopping by. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Take advantage of the great end-of-the-year savings going on now at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE appliances, Speed Queen washers and dryers, Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with recliners and lift chairs. Hurry in before these savings are gone. Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. That's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Call 563-242-5432 to see Tim Hartsock, James Nye, and Jess Hartsock at Corvenz Insurance.
Buying holiday presents for everyone can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Buy Clinton National Bank's Visa gift cards for everyone on your shopping list. Then they can buy exactly whatever their heart desires. They're easy to wrap, they're accepted everywhere Visa is taken, and you won't have to worry about getting the right size or color. Wouldn't it be nice if everything about the holidays was this simple? Clinton National Bank, member FDIC.
Well, a great opportunity. January 7th is when we're going to have our kids who will come in, but we're going to have an opportunity to talk to the Sattlers. We've got Connor, we've got Cameron. Let's start with Connor, since he's the elder statesman. We'll visit with him. Now, you're out at Wartburg, and why Wartburg, Connor?
From the first reach out from Coach Chapman there, I got on campus, got to see the team, about to say the largest team in the division by a long shot, and immediately I knew it was a second home for me. I knew it was a place that would help me grow, and so I wanted to be part of it as soon as I could.
Waverly is such a nice community, too. You ever got that bridge open yet?
The bridge is finally opened. It opened right before I left for break. So
okay,
we're
great.
Back running across the river again.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And you talked about that size of your team. My grandson runs for Solar Dead. He's in college now. But I would go out there, and the colleges would run before the high school, and there were just tons of people out there running.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a sea of orange, we like to say, out in the meets. We are in everybody. We don't sit nobody, and that's the beauty of the team. We got so many personalities, and that's kind of what helps bring out the best in each other and find our own way to shine.
And I liked the course, too. That's a nice course.
Yeah, Max Cross Country course is one of the best there is. I mean, we take care of it. We fill those ground hole holes, roll it weekly, mow it weekly during season. So it's a pride for us.
You're a senior now, of course, so what's it been like those years out there at Wartburg?
It's been an absolute blessing, hands down. Super grateful for the opportunity presented to me to be able to be part of the team there and go to school. It's really been like an absolute joy for the last 4 years. And being a senior now, getting to lead this awesome group of men to do awesome things on and off the course is, like I said, an absolute blessing.
Have you had an opportunity to do some traveling with the team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every national meet, we're traveling out to and from. Whether you're part of the travel roster or not, it's kind of an expectation of ours. So We were out in South Carolina here a few weeks ago for that national meet, but we don't travel too much. We usually stay in the state of Iowa, for the most part, other than branching out for maybe Wisconsin or Illinois meet.
Besides Wartburg, who's good in the conference?
Oh, I mean, there's not much to say. I'd like to give, just give a shout out to Central and Loras would be two great teams and like, mix it up all the time. But outside of that, you know, we really stand tall and tower over them.
In cross country, of course. What about the spring? What do you like to do in the spring?
Me personally, I like to think of myself more as a middle distance guy coming to our track, so I focus more on the mile and the 3K. But turned to outdoor season, I'm really a sucker for the steeplechase, so I got my eyes fixated on that, truly.
How'd that come about?
You know, for the first two years of college, one of my assistant coaches was really pushing me to do it, and I was like, no, you know, I think I'm really going to focus on the 1500. And then, you know, last year I gave it a shot, and I was like, wow, I love this event. And it turns out I'm pretty good at it, and I got some natural talent in it. So embracing that, truly, and I really found my niche and can do some awesome things there.
Those hurdles don't give, though, in the steeplechase. Have you had any accidents at all?
Me personally, thankfully, have not.
Good. Well, I don't want to jinx you. I'm sorry.
You're all good. I've had a couple accidents in practice, but that's part of it, right? But luckily, no, not in races because of those falls in practice, I learned from it.
And then, of course, the water jump. I mean, you got to get your steps down right. So do you step on the hurdle and then launch yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all about that run-up to it. Usually not taking many stutter steps, just being comfortable launching off both feet, placing the foot equally across the barrier and rolling the toes and launching and staying low off the barrier to get one foot in and one foot out of the water and keep it rolling.
So you're a senior now, so what's the future going to hold for you, Connor?
You know, I'm an accounting major out of Wartburg, so got an awesome internship up in the Waterloo area and doing some stuff come tax season this year. We're going to see what that turns out looks like, but, you know, I'm keeping my eyes open. Opportunities come my way, so just super grateful and blessed to be here.
Do you see yourself staying up in that area?
Yeah, I think so. I think staying up near in that Waterloo area, I might find myself down in Des Moines. But, you know, like I said, whatever the best opportunity comes my way, that's where I'm going
to
follow.
All right, appreciate it. Let's talk to your sister now. Cameron, you are at Iowa State. Now you're at the University of Tampa. How'd that come about?
Yeah, so I'm really grateful for my time at Iowa State, but I went in the transfer portal and was recruited by multiple coaches, and Coach Logan Wells at the University of Tampa reached out, and right from the beginning I knew he was the exact coach I needed, who really believed in my potential and believed in me. So I went out to the University of Tampa for a visit and quickly fell in love with the area and the team and just like the atmosphere there, so fell in love right away.
So you went into the transfer portal. How does that work?
So basically going to the transfer portal, you just go to compliance at your school, sign some papers, you're put into like a database, and then coaches reach out to you via phone number, email, and then it's just the recruiting process all over again like you're in high school.
So do you put in what your times are and different things like that?
No, the transfer portal just sees your eligibility.
Okay.
It sees the school that you're previously at, and then your name, and that's it. Everything else, the coaches have to do their own research on you.
So what's the weather like down in Tampa?
It's absolutely gorgeous. It is really humid, but I would say I've gotten used to it. I'm super blessed because we practice at 6 a.m. every day. So the weather is normally nice in the mornings, and we get to see the sunrise out on Bayshore, and we typically see dolphins, and it's just a complete blessing.
So how did the cross-country season go for you?
It went great. I ran my first ever college 6K, and I ended up being first team all-conference. I got all-region, and we qualified as a team to nationals, and I had our highest national finish since 2019. So, yeah, it was a great season for the Spartans.
And you were telling me your group of girls that you run with, you're kind of running a pack, I guess.
Yes, we pack run heavily. One race, we were 13 seconds from first to fifth place on the team, which top five score. And, yeah, we're typically between 20 seconds from first to fifth. So I've been anywhere from second to fifth on the team.
And who are some of the teams you compete against?
We compete against Emory Riddle, PC, PBA.
Are they all primarily in the Florida area, or are you going to Georgia? Or?
Yeah, we primarily compete in Florida, but we came up to the Lewis Invite in Illinois, which is a huge race. We competed at FSU. In track season, we're going to Missouri. Yeah, we like to go to the Midwest for some races just for, like, cooler weather.
So what about the steeplechase for you? Has your brother talked you into that at all?
Oh, no. I am going to do the 10K this year, actually.
Oh.
So I'll be racing the 5K, and then I'll be doing my 10K debut at the WashU Invite in Missouri this spring.
10K on a track. Don't lose track of your laps.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it, but my coach thinks I'll be really great at it, so I'm going to give it a shot and see how I do.
Okay, so your brother is going to be an accountant. What's your major?
I'm also an accounting
major.
Oh, my
goodness. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that is good. So now you're going back shortly, I understand, Connor. Is that right? Because you got your practice coming up. But you get to stay around a little while longer yet, Cameron?
Yes, I do. I don't go back to Florida until January 16th.
A question for both of you. Of course, I used to run all the time, but I never enjoyed running in the winter because you'd have ice and snow. How do you handle it?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's not quite of a joy as it is when the weather's nice, but, you know, you just got to bundle up, wear those layers, get a couple layers of gloves on you, and just brave the frigid cold, right?
I live near Pershing, so I always just ran
yep.
in the street.
The Pershing's a safe one. That's one I flock to quite a bit here in the harsh weather, but like I said, you just gotta be tougher. You just gotta deal with the bad footing, and really, truthfully, it just makes you a stronger runner. Strengthens the quads, those Achilles. So honestly, it's probably good for you.
And what about you now? I mean, you're not gonna go back down there for a while. So you're still training on your own. What have you been doing?
I've been running outside when I can. I actually went back out to Iowa State and ran with my friends out in the snow, which was super nice. I would definitely say running is better with people. And other than that, I'll probably just stick to the treadmill. So
there you go. Hey, thank you both, and Merry Christmas to you. Best of luck in your senior year, and have fun down there in Florida.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Back with more right after this on the River City Sports Review.
Service on the double from RHA Service of Clinton. For restaurants, bars, and grocers, RHA Service is on call 24 hours, 7 days a week for all your refrigeration needs. RHA sells and installs new walk-in coolers, reach-in coolers, bottle coolers, and ice machines. Call RHA Service at 242-4563. That number again is 242-4563. 24-hour emergency service, and they service most brands. Quality sales and service since 1977. That is RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South in Clinton. Phone 242-4563.
Porter's Convenience Store on Clinton's Lincoln Way, where they feature top quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. Start your day with their signature coffee and a breakfast item. Porter's is now featuring their soup of the day to go along with the famous Porter Burger. During the holidays, they have your beverage and snack needs. And ask about a gift certificate for the hard-to-buy-for on your list. Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 propane gasoline and K1 kerosene. Well, you know, I was kind of searching for people. I had a lot of coaches had other commitments and, you know, kids' concerts. They have to use the microphone there. But Cindy Rashu is kind enough to come join me here tonight because I drive by 4th Avenue South, and I see so many cars parked outside that facility. Pickleball is just crazy.
Yeah, tennis, pickleball, they're going strong. You know, there's just no rest for the weary, Gary. I'm just busy having fun all day long.
So what are your hours?
We have open play in the mornings for pickleball from 8 to 11. Where can you go for $8 for 3 hours, you know, and have fun? It doesn't happen. Can't go to the movies for that. So, then we're open in the evenings, and we do court rentals in the afternoon if people want to come in, or we bring in different school groups that come in the afternoon. So we're just busy all week long, and the weekends are full. And yeah.
Seems like you have tournaments, and do you draw from quite a wide area?
We do, from Rockford up in Dubuque, Quad Cities, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Sterling area.
So when they come to our facility, what are some of the comments you hear from these people?
Well, they are having the time of their life. We just had the Holly Jolly tournament, and they love to dress up and have costume contests besides playing pickleball. So you got women running around in their red tutus hitting pickleball. It's great fun. We do the same thing with the Spooktacular. So I think they're having a good time with us. We usually have about 80 people roll in for a tournament. We've got 8 indoor courts. So
I would imagine some of them probably make their way over to the brewery just down the road from you guys after they get done working up a sweat.
I do not encourage that.
Well, I didn't say you had to encourage it, but I had the United Way in the other day, and they got a big tournament coming up in January, and it's going to be a big fundraiser for them.
Yes, that is Saturday, January 24th. They're coming in and coming our way, and we are excited about that. And I just kind of said they have a little committee. I said, you know, whatever you need, come and ask me, and I'll try to help you out with all that because we try to give back to the community all the time. You're aware of that because you came in with 50 other volunteers and helped with our tennis tournament. That was
I had a blast, and I hope you invite me back.
Yeah, wasn't that wonderful?
Oh, because I found so my niche, the game of the King's Court. I want to always be a part of that.
Of the King's Court.
Yes.
Well, I so appreciated your help because we have these 30 special needs athletes playing, and we just need all hands on deck to help with that. And they have such a good time. And it's, I don't know, I think we get blessed more than they get blessed. I mean, you just go away feeling absolutely wonderful for a week or two after you do something like that.
And, you know, the gentleman that is in charge of it, I thought, you know, he was a little gruff in that, but he seems like a great guy.
Yeah, that's John Chirkosh. He's out of Kansas City, and he comes up and helps us run that and just has done a wonderful job with that for years.
Your roots, of course, are in tennis. There's no doubt. What do you think of pickleball? Did you see this kind of an explosion with this sport at all, Cindy?
Oh, I think it's everywhere around the world. Yeah, it's just going to town, and it's hot, and it's on fire. And we offer a free lesson if you want to jump in. We don't charge you for the first lesson, and then we teach you within an hour. You're playing with everybody else, having a good time.
And, of course, let's talk a little bit about River Queen Tennis. You've done such a great job with that program. Again, you don't rebuild, you reload, and you've got a pretty good freshman. Might be your number one player next year as a sophomore, the little seaweed girl.
I've got some great ones. And, you know, it's not a me thing, it's a God thing. He always gives me good players. I've got Elizabeth Grinnell that sits at number one from last year. She finished sixth in the state.
Right.
And the little seaweed girl's right behind her, nipping at her heels. So it'll be fun to see them compete against each other.
Good to have that strength at the top of the order.
So nice. So
but
nice.
You've got depth, too.
Well,
I mean,
and the only one I'm losing is Maddie Rowden, which she will be sorely missed. She was such a good athlete and a good leader. She always said the right things and did the right things and was a good example for other kids.
You bring up a good point. I mean, you see sports, you know, football, obviously the quarterback's probably going to be the leader. Basketball is probably going to be the point guard. But in tennis, you got to have that person who maybe leads the team.
Yes, yeah, and we're such an individual sport for the most part. But when we're working and at workouts and things, it's very important to have the right people leading in the right direction always. It makes a big difference.
Okay, hey, thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it, and we'll visit with you again, I'm sure, when we get toward the spring. Of course, you're not playing in the spring.
No.
What's that going to be? I mean, you.
That's going to be weird, Gary.
Last year you were spring fall because they changed the season, but now no spring. You don't. That's going to be different.
I haven't experienced that in 40 some years, so it's going to be really different for me.
Oh my
gosh!
But
I think we'll just do more things indoors for kids and for adults, and it'll all be good.
It'll all be good. Cindy, thank you so much for your time. Back to wrap things up on the River City Sports Review.
At the Pate Funeral Home, they know that experience makes the difference. Experience, the trustworthy companion of years of service, brings a heightened sensitivity to family feelings. The ability to anticipate a wish never voiced. Count on the Pate Funeral Home and Cremation Service at 2308 Pershing Boulevard, phone 242-3344. Three generations of family service in business since 1921. The Pate Funeral Home of Clinton. Nelson Core Wealth Management is wearing jeans for charity. In exchange for getting to wear jeans to work on Fridays, they pay a $5 fine each week. At the end of the month, the money collected will go to charity. Nelson Core will match the fines collected each month up to $250. For more information, call 563-242-9042. The Jeans for Charity for December is Living Peace 365. Nelson Core Wealth Management with offices in Clinton, Davenport, and Dubuque. Visit our website at www.nelsoncore.com.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind.
Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment for oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
Certainly want to thank the coaches for stopping by. Again, a lot of commitments at this time of year for those coaches. And it was a great time visiting with Connor and Cameron Santler. And, of course, we got to have Cindy Rashi stop in as well. Now, our next River City Sports Review will not be until January the 7th because, of course, Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve both happen to fall on a Wednesday this year. But the program on January 7th will be that holiday show that I enjoy doing, bringing in former preps who are now competing on the collegiate level. And we did reach out to a couple of Comanche athletes, Ethan Schultz and Tucker Dickherber. They, of course, are at Grandview playing football, and Grandview is in the national championship game coming up this Saturday down in Texas. Tomorrow we're going to have a good one for you out of the NFL, the L.A. Rams at Seattle. Friday, of course, at the Yor Gym for that girl-boy varsity doubleheader, Central DeWitt at the Yor Gym to take on the Kings and Queens. Saturday, we got a full day. We'll get started with the Iowa women taking on UConn. They're playing that in Brooklyn. And then the Iowa men will be hosting Bucknell. We'll join you that ball game with the pregame at 4. And when that is over, we're going to bring you the ball game between Green Bay and Chicago. We'll join that game in progress. Again, our next River City Sports Review, our holiday program, will be coming your way January the 7th of 2026. Our thanks to Mike Rustrelli and his staff for the great job they do of hosting the program. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rustrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student-athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Review.